HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India on Friday recorded 2,64,202 fresh cases of the coronavirus disease, pushing the active case load to 12,72,073. The latest figures, as available from the Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, are 6.7% higher than Thursday's single-day count of 2,47,417. A special court in Kottayam on Friday freed Bishop Franco Mullicul of all charges in the nun rape case. The verdict absolving the former bishop of Jarlath Diocese of all charges was pronounced by Additional Sessions Judge G. Gopakumar. Swami Prasad Maurya and Dharm Singh Saini, former ministers in the Yogi Adityanath cabinet, joined the Samajwadi Party in the presence of its chief Akhilesh Yadav in Lucknow on Friday. Among the former legislators of the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, present at the event were Bhagwati Sagar, Vinay Shakya, Mukesh Verma, and Roshan Lal Verma. The National Security Guard carried out a controlled explosion of the IED found at East Delhi's Ghazipur Flower Market. An unattended bag suspected to be containing an IED was found at Ghazipur Flower Market Friday morning, officials said. Parliament's budget session will be held from January 31 to April 8 with a nearly month-long recess after the first half. The Union Budget will be presented on February 1 and the President will address a joint sitting of both houses. The schedule has been announced amid a spike in COVID-19 cases and the session will coincide with the elections in five states.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.